A lot of guys played football for Coach Bob Fairchild over the years. Several guys coached alongside Fairchild as assistant coaches. A lot of head coaches lost to Fairchild teams, and a few managed to coach a victory over Bob Fairchild. Only one man on the face of the earth did all four of those things in his career. Phil Willard was a star athlete during his days as a Chillicothe student, excelling in football, basketball, and track. In football, Willard was both an offensive and defensive starter for Coach Fairchild. After graduation in college, Willard began to make his way up the coaching ranks, ending up at Moberly as their head coach. In 1981, Chillicothe played at Moberly with former Hornet Phil Willard, their head coach. Willard said that Moberly team was a good one, with a very good quarterback, a big fullback, and other key pieces for his team. Willard's Moberly team scored first on a 16-yard pass in the first quarter. The Hornets battled back, typical Fairchild fashion, a 20-yard pass from Kelly Mason to Sean Benson, followed by a two-point conversion. Then Bob Romeiser hit a 37-yard field goal. It was 11-7, Hornets leading at halftime. The teams continued to battle into the fourth quarter when the former student became the coach and the coach became the student.
But it came down really to the fourth quarter, and we ended up running a play that Coach Fairchild had run with me when I was in high school. And we faked an off-tackle play and ran a naked bootleg with nobody pulling, and my quarterback ran it in for the score. And that's one thing he's never forgotten. And I think I mentioned when Coach Fairchild passed away that that quarterback actually called me because he heard about Coach Fairchild, and he brought up that particular play, to be able to beat Chillicothe.
Willard said Fairchild was gracious in the loss and had what Willard said was a great smile for his former player. That game is the only time Moberly has beaten Chillicothe in 19 meetings. For KCHI Sports, I'm Randy Dean.